Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Big TGIF today, Earl. I'm ready for the weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's so short. But it's energizing. It's kind of like the sun, right?
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. It's been feeling good.
You know, I let my anthem play a little longer than normal because, you know, it's been 50 years that I've been listening to that. 50 years. And so if you listen to the lyrics of it, and sometimes I come in here and we just play it, and I don't take the time to listen to the lyrics, and I know what's in it, excuse me. And so when I look at what's going on around, you know, the city, the county, the state, the world, you know, we got to focus on a lot of different things. And here, 50 years later, that anthem, that theme is still as apropos as it always was. But anyway, I got a lot to talk about as always. And I want to begin with, I want to ask the listening audience a question about COVID. Haven't talked about COVID in a while. You know, I'm a guy who was vaccinated. Took the first booster shot. I don't think I took the second booster. And now they're asking me or reaching out to me for me to take another shot. And I don't know if it's like if my way of thinking has changed. But, you know, I haven't taken that second or the third. And even though with confidence at the time that I took the first three shots, I felt that I had, you know, common sense, again, based on what was going on at the time and all of those people dying and all of the things that were happening. And so I felt like it was something that I had to do to protect myself and my family. But now there's more talk about more and more and more vaccinations. And I wonder what your thoughts are on that. Am I the only person who is now, and I'm not going to use the term leery, you know, I know that the vaccinations don't make you immune and that the vaccinations won't protect you forever. But I wonder what your thoughts are on, are you continuing to take the vaccinations? Sam, I don't know. What about you? Are you taking additional vaccinations?
I'm vaccinated, but I did not get the first booster yet. It's not that I don't want it. It's just I've been waiting for a certain, you know, day to like have that I can kind of recuperate from it and all that good stuff. But it hasn't been a top priority. And I mainly think that it's because of, you know, you saw, I don't know necessarily, in my circle, I didn't see a lot of COVID popping up anymore until genuinely recently. My dad, who has been avoiding it this whole time, just got COVID.
Was he vaccinated?
Fully vaccinated, but no booster. And he gave it to my brother, who is boosted, double vaxxed. And yeah, just took my house out. My mom somehow managed to, I don't live there, so it didn't get me, but I took my brother out on his 21st birthday. So now I'm like, maybe I do need to get that booster. Maybe it is a little more important than I thought.
You know, I'm at a loss for words because, you know, there was a time, and I'm not saying that I won't get another vaccination, mm-hmm. okay? You know, I'm just not at this point, and this is not making me an anti-vaxxer. I believe in vaccinations. But I'm just, you know, not leery of it. I'm just wondering, are we going to have to continue to take vaccinations forever?
Do you tend to get the flu shot during flu season? Because I tend to not. And I feel like that's where the COVID vaccine is kind of headed, maybe.
So I got my first flu shot in my life maybe a month and a half ago.
Interesting. What made you decide to get it for the first time?
Well, I got a new doctor. And he was telling me about, once you get to be my age, you know, that there's things that they suggest. Look, I don't even believe that I'm my age. I don't feel like
age is a number. That's all.
Yeah, I just don't feel like I'm at that point where I need to do all these different things to protect my health. But then on the other hand, I am that age, and they have history on their side with research that they've done that the older you get, the more your body, and you need to protect your health. And so I'm at that point, too, where sometimes I wrestle with knowing that I am in that age demographic and then not feeling like I'm in that age demographic. So, you know. I want to hang around a little longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to throw in the towel, and I don't want to throw in the towel based on stubbornness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to point out. I think a lot of people tend to get into a habit of not necessarily going to checkups and not necessarily taking precautions, and it does bite people in the butt a lot of times.
Yeah, it really does. And the older you get, the more dangerous ignoring things becomes. So, but I don't put the COVID vaccinations right now, the additional COVID vaccinations, in that category. Yes, we know that there's always going to be COVID, right?
Right, definitely.
And so this is not the Delta variant where all the people died. And I'm not saying that that won't come back, but we do know that's not the variant that's out there now. And I'm just at the point where I'm trying to make these determinations if that's what I want to do. Is it what I need to be doing? And not just me, I think the audience should be, especially those who've been around a while, probably wrestling with the same dynamic whether or not this is something that we need to keep doing or keep taking. I didn't have any negative situations from, you know, my COVID vaccines. Nothing negative, nothing changed, nothing made me leery. But I can tell you from the onset, I was one who pushed back at getting vaccinated. And it was on these airwaves that people encouraged me to get vaccinated. I was leery of vaccinations, of the COVID vaccinations. And just in my conversations with people over the air, they convinced me to have the vaccinations, and I'm glad I did. Made life a little easier for me. But as we move forward, you know, to continue to take vaccinations is where my thought process is. You know, is that something I want to continue to do? You know, there's no damage that it does that anybody knows of right now to your body, as far as the research is gone now. But that doesn't mean that as they continue with the research that won't be the case. But I do know that what was the outcome of COVID at that time for people of my age, and it was serious, serious illness up into including death. And so that helped me make my decision. Got to go to a break. Come back to the phone lines after the break. 844-967-2789. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I really do think that... Well, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Jackie's calling from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? Long time no hear from.
Yeah, how are you? I'm good.
I'm good.
I have a comment on the vaccine. In my case, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. However, for me, I was told by two doctors not to get it because I don't metabolize
by doctors?
Things. Yep.
Because what?
One a neurologist.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I have some neurologic conditions, and I don't metabolize things right, and I'm assuming that's why. I did get COVID once. It was very mild. But, yeah, I asked him and another doctor, and he said, you know, it's individual. He said, in your case, I would advise him not to. But I think it's because maybe the long term they don't know, and because I don't metabolize things right, I'd be the one where there'd be something go wrong, you know. But I wear masks all the time. I don't go into crowds, and I'm very careful.
Are you married?
Yes.
Is your husband vaccinated?
Nope. I think because of what they told me, I think that's why.
You know, I
And he hasn't gotten it.
Yeah, you know. Like I said, you know, it took me a while before I made the decision to do it. I don't regret having done it. As I stated before, I've had, you know, the first booster. I didn't get the second booster, and now they're talking about a third booster and all these other things. And I'm wondering, you know, how much is overkill and how much is the fact that they keep saying more and more vaccines. At the root of it might be financial. You know what I mean, Jackie?
Right, I do exactly know what you mean. And, you know, it bothers me that they're talking about giving them to babies now. Well, there's two sides of the story, one saying they don't need them, but because of what is the long term, they don't know too much about the long term. And so if you're a baby and you get your immune system isn't even...
Well, but I would say this to you, Jackie. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of vaccinations that children are mandated to get at different times of their lives, different stages. And we don't hesitate when it comes time for having that done to our children.
Yeah.
What's different about this one?
Because they don't know the long-term effects. They didn't have time to study it long enough, is what I'm thinking.
Well, now I can argue with you on that point. They did rush these through. Everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they haven't done the quality of research that they really needed to, because after it's all said and done, a lot of times the research doesn't show itself for years.
Right. And this was a situation they had to do something.
Yeah, absolutely it is. But while I have you on the phone, here's the next subject that I wanted to talk about, and I really wanted to hear from a woman's perspective. Now, here's the issue. How do I explain to my daughter we can't afford an expensive birthday party? As the cost of living rises and family budgets tighten, how do you have that awkward conversation with your children? And what this woman is saying is her daughter's going to be 8 years old, and her daughter wants a great birthday party, eighth birthday party. I mean, with extreme costs, and the mom doesn't know how to tell her daughter, we can't afford that. What's wrong with that picture?
You're talking to a woman that very rarely had a birthday party because of
and you survived?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think twice about it. In fact, the time I did have one, I was embarrassed when they sang happy birthday to me. But nowadays, it's like an event. I went to my six-year-old niece's, grandniece's birthday party. My God, they rent this whole big thing out. They had, it was like a wedding almost. I'm like, I looked at my husband, I'm like, what the heck? How do they afford to do this? And so I don't know what to tell her. I mean, in our case, we didn't have money. And we had six kids. Once in a while, one of us would get a birthday party. And no, the family celebrated with the cake, and you got to pick out what you wanted for dinner. And there was a lot of love. So I'm confused about this younger generation because it's expensive, and I don't know how parents do it. I don't know what she could tell her kid.
What you could tell your child is, you know, we can't afford that. Right. She's saying that her daughter said, well, their friends had these big parties. Well, if you can't tell an 8-year-old that you can't afford an expensive party for her eighth birthday, and she tells you that all her other friends are having this big party, if you feel the pressure from an 8-year-old that you can't say to her, Hey, honey, I can't afford it. There's something wrong with you, right?
Right. But, we knew it. We knew it, so we didn't even bother asking. I mean, we knew it. So I don't know if kids these days are different.
Well, yeah, but kids can want whatever they want. It's up to the parent to say, and this woman is saying, I don't know how to tell her. Well, what about no? Can't do it. And I think we have parents and credit and other things that are out of kilter, out of whack, because she's talking about a big extravagant birthday party where the cake is $75 and it's an 8-year-old child. I mean, I see Sam shaking her head. Sam, what is that?
That's crazy. Like, I don't even think she'd remember the birthday party in the long run.
Exactly.
So is it more so that the parent is doing this extravagant thing so people that they know can say, oh, what a great party. Look what she did for her daughter.
I don't think so. I think it's they don't want to disappoint their kid and tell them they're too poor for it.
Yeah, but the truth is the truth.
Well, that's true.
At some point in life, disappointing your child is a part of them understanding what life really is. You can't always have what you want, or you can't always get what you want. And that's not how life is. So the sooner you get children to understand where you are, this is just my belief, economically and financially, then the less are times they'll be asking you for those things.
That's a good point. Like you say, it teaches you for the future. You might not ever get what you want.
Because if she gives in now, next year, what do you think the daughter's going to say again? Hey, it's my 9th birthday. I only have it once. I need a big extravaganza.
Right.
And the older she gets, the bigger the extravaganza, right?
And hopefully she'll marry a very rich man because, you know.
Amen.
we won't talk a little bit about that on the other side. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Yes, we will.
Realty offers everything necessary to help you successfully evaluate, acquire, and maintain any size property and maximize a property's potential value. Whether it's the first time you are purchasing a house or managing your next apartment complex, we are here to reach your real estate goals. Start investing now. We take the headaches, you keep the profit. Contact us at 262-232-8738 or visit us at smartassetrealty.com.
Se habla español.
Down to Mary Jane's on Main in downtown Waukesha. We are all things hemp. Edibles, flowers, chocolates, Delta 8, 10, P, and O. We also have clothing, shoes, jewelry, toiletries, but most importantly, education. Come into the store. Let me educate you on all things hemp. Whether you smoke it or wear it, come and get it at Mary Jane's on Main. Or you can see us every Saturday at the farmer's market. I'm Mary, and let me show you how hemp can help you.
The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. I'm Sam Butson with your headlines. Wisconsin Democratic lawmakers announced Thursday they once again plan to introduce a package of bills aimed to reducing the effects of climate change and supporting the clean energy transition, despite opposition from Republican leaders. The climate and jobs package would seek to facilitate the transition from fossil fuels to clean, renewable energy sources, as well as identify communities most vulnerable to climate change and a clean energy transition. It would create a fund for reducing the effects of facility closures or job layoffs in industries that rely on fossil fuels. It would also make a renewable energy program that would set a minimum goal for the amount of electricity that must be generated by a renewable source, as well as moving Wisconsin towards carbon-free electricity by 2040. Mainly sunny skies are in the forecast today with an expected high of 79 degrees. Winds up to 20 miles per hour with an overnight low of 47 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's been a long
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, a mom who, her 8-year-old daughter wanted to have a big bash. I mean, a really, really big bash birthday party because her friends had these. And so she thought that she should get the same thing. Her mom felt extremely pressured to do it for her daughter. And even though she was not in the same financial capacity as her daughter's parents were, and she didn't know how to answer her daughter. She didn't know how to tell her that, listen, we can't afford it. And my thing is, and maybe it's because, you know, I didn't grow up with any of those things. And, you know, I never had a birthday party. It didn't mean that, you know, somebody didn't love you because you couldn't afford a birthday party for them. But that's part of what is wrong in this society. You've got an 8-year-old daughter. You don't know how to tell her that you can't afford those things and tell her that those are, that's what it is, a thing. A birthday party is a thing. A major birthday party is a bigger thing. And so when the focus is on those things, as opposed to, you know, maybe the family birthday party. You know, hey, you know, this is my daughter. I love you. We're going to do a family birthday party for you and do it here at home, and because we can't afford anything else. But for heaven's sakes, if your daughter at 8 years old does not understand that, you haven't done the right thing in preparing that child for the real world, because the real world is going to be harsh, and you can't always get the things that you want. That's really what that comes down to. You know, Sam, I was looking at while we're on those subjects, I was looking at 9 steps to marrying a rich man. Do you know any of them?
If I did, I would not be sitting here. Let me tell you right now. Please share.
And I had to laugh because it's almost like, you know, going after an animal, hunting an animal, right? I've got 9 steps on, and, you know, I'm going to give you.
Hold on, let me grab a pen.
Yeah. on how to marry a rich man. So, you know, first thing is, if you're an average person, how do you even get around a rich person, right? A rich man. Rich man's not hanging out at Burger King, right? Rich man's not hanging out at the corner bar. A rich man is moving in circles where rich people are. And normally, they don't allow you in those circles unless you are what? That's what I'm saying. This is not in the definition of the 9 things you need. But certainly 2 of the things you're going to need to get in the circles of a rich man, if you're a woman, is you're going to have to be beautiful. That's number one.
Well, I'm out. Oh, man.
I mean, that's number one. And you're going to have a drop-dead figure, right?
If you're rich, liposuction, hey, I'll be down for any lipo or plastic surgery.
No, I'm not talking about after you marry him.
Right, but
I'm
I could be whatever he wants me to look like if he just marries me.
Well, you know, the chances of him marrying somebody or even getting around him,
yeah,
is she's going to have those 2 things from the onset.
Right.
And everything else comes afterwards. But those are the 2 things. And so sometimes, I don't know if I should be having this conversation. I'm married. And I've been married for over 40 years. So I'm reading the article, okay? So it's not me. I'm not the person saying this. This is from this article. And if you want to marry a rich person, you have to fit into their world. Rich people are used to the finest wines, designer clothes, the best cars, and the biggest houses. Well, Sam, do you fit in any of those categories?
Not quite.
Okay. You mean you don't know what, you haven't been drinking the finest wines?
You know, even if I did, I probably, my palate wouldn't even be able to handle it.
Do your research. So, you know, you got to prepare yourself. Hone your body language skills. It's time to get down to research. Think about where you want to end up living in the world. Wait a minute. That's amazing to me that the people are thinking like that. Well, where do I want to live in the world? I can't get there myself, but I'm going to hook up with a man who I know I'll hunt him until I find the right man who can take me to those places. I may not be able to get there myself, but I'm definitely going to find somebody who's going to help me make it to those destinations. That's still amazing to me that there are people who think like that, but I guess there are. What, after all, what do I know? I'm only a man.
Why work when you can take advantage of someone?
Again, I'm only a man. I wouldn't know any of those things. Choose your target. Oh, okay. So that's how you guys do it. There's a target.
Once we're locked in, it's, you know, there's no hope.
When you are choosing your target, keep in mind how he made his money. This is because you're going to be involved in that world from now on. So if you hate motor racing, don't go to the dragway. If golf isn't your thing, then forget about Tiger Woods. Obviously, I am aiming high for you with these names, but you get the idea. If you bag a rich guy, the least you can do is support him in his endeavors. If you bag a rich guy.
That's sweet. You support him.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're bagging him.
Details.
Premeditated. You set out premeditatedly to trap this sucker who doesn't know what he's getting into. Cunning, conniving, all those things, right? Join a matchmaking site for rich people.
That's where I went wrong. You know, I met my boyfriend on dating apps for us poor people.
Well, they talk about dating apps too. You really did.
I did.
I don't, you know, personally, and maybe it's because it was so long before there was such a thing as dating apps. But I know there are a lot of people who do that.
I feel like it's one of the only ways nowadays, honestly. I really
do. To meet people?
To meet, yeah. I have an app for looking for friends like that, too. Like a dating app for friends.
Look, you guys are young people, and it's, you know, I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. I know it's weird, but, like, honestly, nowadays, especially with COVID, there's not many ways to, it's hard to make friends or make, you know, partners or whatever.
Wow. Now, I can tell you that our generation, we can't even begin to, you know, even think about that.
Mm-hmm. My parents were concerned when I was on those dating apps, but
hey, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Do you understand that? Do you understand the people with dating apps and I know we're not young, but what are your thoughts? If your daughter, your granddaughter, was looking to make friends on the dating apps, what would you think? Obviously, Sam has been fortunate, but there are a whole lot more opportunities that have not gone the right way. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. A long time coming, but I know. to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wanted to talk a little bit about the blanking?
The dating apps.
No. I wanted to talk now about the September. January 6th.
Okay. Yeah. Can't change up topics on me with it.
No, I'm changing up topics because I got a guest in the next hour. So anyway, I was watching a little bit of what took place, and it is amazing to me that the vice president, then vice president of the United States, they were 40 feet away from getting their hands on him, and the threats that they made to do something to harm him. And I, for the life of me, cannot understand that when you find out that those threats were made and that people got that close to the vice president of the United States and made those kinds of threats, that at the end of all of this, somebody doesn't go to jail for a very, very, very long time. And I'm talking about the Proud Boys who made the threats. I'm talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about all of that took place. And now, after all of this time, it's coming out that was basically they've done the January 6th committee that has done a great job of digging through all of this. And at the end of, the yellow brick road, if Donald Trump doesn't pay the ultimate price for this, it means that he's above the law. And anytime there's in a nation like this that prides itself supposedly on law and order, and especially those people on the right, to have heard this and seen this, for what it is, and then if at the end of it there aren't some serious, serious jail time, and the fact that it's out there for the whole world to see, if again at the end of this these people don't pay the ultimate price, then I don't think this country can ever be taken seriously again. If Donald Trump walks after this, let alone not becoming the nominee or becoming the nominee for the Republicans to run in 2024, there's no reason, rhyme or reason, that anybody should take our government seriously again. I know I won't ever, because I don't care who it is. No one man should ever rise above what the Constitution of the United States is supposed to mean. But I got a sneaking suspicion that Donald Trump is going to get off scot-free because we don't have the courage. It's almost like, Donald Trump is bigger than the United States government. And how can that be? How can people still be fearing Donald Trump. What can he do to them? You know, it's not like he has the ability or the power to do something to harm their families. Who is he? He's not the president of the United States anymore. You know, is it because he's a Don? And you know, in this country, what they've done to Dons. You know, I'm not saying there aren't Dons that still exist, but if they are, they're in the darkness. They're certainly not out in the open. They come out after the streetlights go off. But to have one out in the open really challenges, you know, this nation at its core. They threatened to kill the vice president of the United States. Kill him outright. Do you know if another nation made that threat, there'd be serious consequences to that nation? We would not tolerate that. Well, why are we tolerating this? Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican shouldn't matter. Many of us didn't know the depth of what took place January 6th. We just did not know. But now that we do know, and again, this is only the third round, the more they delve into this, the more outrage the American people should be, and the Congress and the Senate, who are aware of these things. Why is this man walking around demanding an equal opportunity to speak before the panel and demanding that he's able to talk about how the election was stolen? He's not deserving of any time. Not the president of the United States anymore. He's an American citizen. And even though that's in his mind, that he is somebody other than that, he's not. He's an American citizen. And based on all the things that he's done, I would say barely a free American citizen. He should be locked up now. Well, I want to have a conversation. I demand equal time. Oh, you're demanding. You're nobody. You're just like, you know, me and Sam. Oh, I'm sorry, Sam.
Hey, it's true.
Hey, I mean, who are we going to go and demand something?
Mm-mm.
No, he's nobody. And so in his mind and to his followers, they still believe he's somebody special. And that's why, in the end, they need to put that to rest. They need to do what's necessary to put that criminal behind bars so there won't ever be another who will attempt to do what he did. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.